And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., who's dancing. You can see him dance if you're on Meerkat. Trisha in studio, Eric Reinert, and this is great music by Frank Sinatra back in the 40s.
Wow, excellent.
No, this...
Not Frank. You haven't got one right today, Dave.
Yeah, you haven't gotten one right.
No, I had the
one correct, Leonard Bernstein. Sort of. Yeah. This is Two Broke Girls, the theme song to Two Broke Girls. Of course, I'm saying this about almost every show, but one of my favorite TV shows, one of my favorite sitcoms.
One of his favorite sitcoms.
Extremely raunchy. If you love your comedy raunchy and dirty, then Two Broke Girls on CBS
is that like Dirty Dancing?
You. Well, I was Dirty Dancing, which you can see on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah.
But Dave,
you can't dance with yourself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can.
It's actually against the rules for the FCC.
Believe me, you can.
Not in station, please.
But you're on a deserted island.
But
no one's around.
Before we bring on our guest, Dave, is there anything we got to say about this hour?
This hour brought to you by none other by Alexander's All Care Automotive. Yeah, he's such a great guy. You know, really, truthfully. You know, there's one thing being a mechanic, but being an honest mechanic, someone with sophistication, but a human heart, compassion, that's Alexander, 3310 East 10 Road, Phoenix. Get down there and see him. Don't take the I-10, though. And it's 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Back to you, Joseph J.
And I just want to mention before we bring our guest on that I think our watchers on Meerkat might like the dancing because everyone's restreaming us and liking us and all that stuff.
Cool. That's because of the incredible interviews, too, not just your dancing and lip syncing.
Yes, and if we want to know something about social thank you. If we want
to
know something
room,
about
Joseph.
Exploding on social media, we better talk to our next guest, Tyler Ward. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, friend.
How you doing?
I'm just getting over a cold.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's all good.
Okay, well, hopefully the cold clears up very soon because you're going to be here in Phoenix on September 17th. I believe that's this Thursday for your Yellow Boxes tour. It's taking you through Los Angeles, Chicago, Toronto. You're going to extend into Germany, but our listeners here in Phoenix get a chance to see you this Thursday. So
yes, this Thursday, and yes, I have a feeling the cold will be cleared up.
Good.
Have you been having to sing with the cold?
I'm doing rehearsals right now. I'm just taking it easy, but you know it's on the back half of it, so we should be good.
But do you still live in Colorado? You were born there.
I was born in Colorado. I got a place in Colorado, and I spend about half the time there and half the time in L.A.
So,
and then, well, a third of each time, and then half the time on the road.
So my guess, if you're
three halves.
Yeah, and if you're from Colorado, your cold will be cleared up very quickly.
Exactly.
but you know, this guy's amazing. I mean, we're going to hear a little bit from his music shortly. But you've got over 2 million followers on YouTube.
Ooh, nice!
You're a social media pioneer. How do you get 2 million followers on YouTube, Tyler?
Man, that's a good question. I was one of the fortunate ones to kind of start out in the very beginning and kind of learn the ropes, hit my head a bunch of times, make the mistakes, and then start correcting the mistakes. So it's just been a process, and people have been so gracious to be on the journey with me. So it's been fun.
And, of course, Christina Grimmie as well, right? You've worked with her in the past?
Yes, absolutely.
Because she was here in Phoenix last Christmas time, holiday time, because she was headlining the Christmas tree lighting. So we were very fortunate to get to speak with her as well. But you're going to be here in order to promote your Yellow Boxes EP. It's set for release on October 1st, right?
October 1. Yes.
Exciting. So, and what I want to do now is, Eric, cue up a little bit from Yellow Boxes. We want to make sure our listeners get a little bit of taste of your music. So here's Yellow Boxes.
Spend your whole life chasing dreams, went from sidelines to major leagues. And now they say you finally made it, you must be happy. But on dark nights, when you're counting sheep and the good.
So while we let that to continue to play a little bit in the background, Tyler, tell us a little bit about Yellow Boxes. Tell us about the inspiration and whatnot.
Yeah, Yellow Box has been interesting. I've been on a journey up and down. I didn't expect any sort of success in my music career. And then all of a sudden, when the social media stuff took off, it was kind of a whirlwind. It was like going from nobody to somebody. And I don't wish that on anybody, to be honest with you. So definitely have a compassion for those people who've been thrusted into the spotlight, because when you have everything at your fingertips, you get everything you want. Sometimes it can be a little bit destructive. Mm-hmm. So Yellow Boxes for me is kind of about packing up some of the things that are important to me, or unpacking things that are important to me and packing up things that I don't want in my life anymore. So some of those vices, some of those struggles, and just kind of heading home and being around people that I love. You know, that's what matters to me now, is just the family and the friends and the people that I truly love. So that's part of the Yellow Boxers tour right there.
Was there any moment in time, time frame that you learned this, where, you know, when you have everything you want, it can be destructive? How did you learn that?
It's interesting. It was about a year ago. It's interesting when you think, if I just make that much money, if I just sell out that many shows, if I just get that song, then I'll be happy, then I'll be satisfied. And then you get it, because most people work their entire lives for the what if. And then when you get it, you're like, is this all there is? Is this all there is? So you have to do some reevaluating. And it's fascinating, that whole process, when you actually get what you want and realize it's not actually what you need. And so the funny thing is, it kind of, you go back in a circle and you realize that the things that actually matter and the things that are important are actually right there to begin with. You have them. It's your family. It's the people closest to you. It's just knowing that, like, you're alive and it's okay.
Wow, I so much appreciate what you said. I mean, at a young age, 31, to come to that realization, especially, you know, with the fame and you know, fortune you've had, is just remarkable, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's actually becoming a recurring theme, and I don't think Joseph planned this at the time, but, you know, we just had Tia Mowry on, we just had Atticus Schaefer on, and both of them have articulated the same thing that you just spoke of, where you know, these staying grounded and being good people and positive in the big spotlight of success, it's very difficult to be able to do, but those two have found a way to do it, and it sounds like you have as well. I mean, your music is excellent, and you're a fantastic showman. This is, I think, going to be, is it your fifth headlining tour?
This will be my fifth tour.
Where you're headlining,
it'll be the first time, actually. Yeah, fifth time I go headlining, and it'll be the first time I'm doing it, like, solely by myself on stage, kind of very vulnerable and just telling stories and connecting in a way that's just like, hey, this is what's gone on in my life. If this can inspire or help you in any way, I hope it does. So that's, I just want you to know, getting, like, you need to shift your priorities at some point in your world. And if you're working your entire life for some dream, that dream in the end might not get you where you really want to go. So I just want to get people to understand, man, sometimes it's not all about getting what you want. It's about other people and helping out and being selfless and serving others. It's a beautiful thing when you can understand that. And I didn't understand that for years. So I just want people to understand that that is actually a beautiful thing. Ah,
well, you know, they always say that gratitude doesn't end in happiness. Or excuse me, happiness should not lead to gratitude. It's gratitude that leads to happiness. And that the end result is not what creates the happiness, it's the journey. And
absolutely. And I agree with you 100%.
That's what you're doing, and your music, I think people feel very intimate when they watch you perform on YouTube, because it's like a one-on-one. I think people feel like they have gotten to know you. I'm excited for this tour where you are being more vulnerable and putting yourself out there, and I applaud you for that. And I think
Thank you.
You have a powerful message. Your songs are great, and I think that this is going to be awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
And of course, everyone can check out www.tylerwardmusic.com. Again, that's tylerwardmusic.com. Tyler, do you know where in Phoenix that you're going to be performing?
Yeah, I'm doing a club tour, so it's a smaller tour to keep it intimate, and it's
nice.
The Crescent Ballroom. So
that's a great place.
Tickets are going pretty quickly. Yeah, it'll be fun. So.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so everyone check out TylerWardMusic.com for the details on not only the tour, Yellow Box's tour, but the EP. You're going to want this EP. You're going to love it. Thank you so much, Tyler, for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you, guys.
And have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. So we got another
amazing person.
Another amazing guest. And you know what? We got another one coming up.
It's a faith-based show today.
But it's not even necessarily faith. It's just about positivity and bringing more of that into the world. And I'm sorry. That's been missing for a very long time.
And you know what? It's all about love. This is a theme song to Mike and Molly, of course, with Billy Gardell and Melissa McCarthy. Great show on CBS. I don't believe we know when it's coming back yet, but they usually slot it in there as soon as something else fails because they know, you know what? Mike and Molly is super excellent.
And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment as Joseph is dancing his way out of the studio. No, of the song. And we'll be right back.
How could I have been so blind?